Although we always assume that Kriyashma is a mitzvah d'oraisa, you know, the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Safala from Aleph that this, in fact, is a machlokes. According to the view of Avraham, Yiram, or Shmuel, Kriyashma is only a mitzvah d'rabanan. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that Safek kara Kriyashma, Safek lo kara, eino chozer v'kore. The Shita Sachachamim, of course, is Kriyashma is not really d'rabanan, but rather, in fact, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Gemara asks, in the name of Rabbi Yosef, that how can it be that Shmuel maintains that Kriya Shema is only Drabanan? After all, doesn't the Pasuk say, Uveshofucha Uvkumecha? The Gemara answers that Amalei Abaye, Havu B'divrei Torah Hudichsin, that that Parsha should be understood in reference not to Kriya Shema specifically, but rather regarding Divrei Torah. We assume Malach has mentioned, Sinim Samach HaBarachayim, that Kriya Shema is in fact a mitzvah d'araisa, but not all Rishonim assume that that is true. The Maskan Tosus assumes the Menachos and Daf and Gimel and Beis, and the Tosus and Sota and Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph Lamed Beis and Beis. The possibility we should assume the halacha is the view of Shmuel, and that Kriya Shema is in fact a mitzvah d'rabanan. And Tosus is bothered by the following: how can it be that Shmuel maintains Kriya Shema is only d'rabanan? You go through Maseches Brachos. The Gemara has so many drushos of the parsha. In terms of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, how can it be that Kriya Shema is only in fact a mitzvah d'rabanan? And Tosfos suggests that perhaps one must argue that all of those drashos are not drashos d'araisa, but rather should be understood in terms of asmachta. Again, a very great kiddush, that every sugi that discusses Kriya Shema and quotes psukim, that should be understood as an asmachta d'rabanan, as opposed to a mitzvah d'araisa. How, in fact, is this possible? If you look at Rabbi Yona, found in Brachos Naf Yud Beis Mabeis and Daf Yarif, Rabbi Yona writes the following beautiful chiddush. It cannot be that simply according to the view of Shmuel, there is no mitzvah whatsoever, and all the drashos are simply considered to be an asmachta drabanan. That cannot be the shita of Shmuel. Rabbi Yona explains the following, that everyone agrees that there is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. That's the essence of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The question really is the following, not in terms of the Kiyum mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, but simply in terms of the Maisa mitzvah, how is that to be fulfilled? So the Shita of the Chacham we understand very well. Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim requires a Maisa mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. Reading the Parsha, or as we'll see, reading the Parshios of the Shema. That is the act of the fulfillment of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. What is the great kiddush of the sheet of Shmuel? That that's not necessarily true. There is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, and that mitzvah must be fulfilled as a din d'oraisa, uveshofucha uvkumecha, at night, as well as in the morning. The kiddush of Shmuel is the following, that whereas the Chachamim maintain that in order to fulfill the kiyum of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, it's necessary to read the parsha of Shema, Shmuel is of the opinion that no, any parsha is sufficient. Hahu b'divrei Torah nechsiv means the following, that any kriya saparsha, if read properly, that in fact is considered to be an act of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. This is what the Shagazari elaborates on in the very opening simen, in simen Aleph. Everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah of kriya saparsha, and that mitzvah is of a shofo v'kumecha. That certainly is not an asmachta d'rabanan, that of course is a drasha gemura. But whereas according to the Chachamim, kriya shema is necessary, according to Shmuel, any kriya shebichsav is considered to be sufficient. In terms of kiyum ha-mitzvah, everyone agrees Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. In terms of maisa ha-mitzvah, that is the machlokes between Shmuel and the Chachamim. In the Shurim Zecher Abba Mori, the Rav Zecher Mavracha discusses this in two different contexts. In the Chelek Aleph, in Simen Yud Zayin, there the Rav points out the following great chiddush of Shmuel according to Rabbi Yona, that every kriyas ha-Torah, every kriyas Torah shebichsav is considered to be an affirmation of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. The Ramban tells us in the very beginning of the Pirush and Chumash, that yesh lanu Kabbalah Shalemes, shekol ha-Torah kula shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of Torah is considered to be Shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban writes a chiddush al pi Kabbalah, that if you would know the secret, if you could unlock the mystery, you could take each letter of a Sefer Torah and spell out all the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban writes that lest you think that this is all esoteric divrei Kabbalah, the Ramban writes the halacha. That's why if you have a Sefer Torah that's missing any letter or has an additional letter, the Sefer Torah is considered to be possible because you've broken the correspondence between the Kedusha Sefer Torah and Shem Hashem. That's the drasha of the Gemara Brachos in the Chabalas. Birkas HaTorah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havogod Elokeinu. Every oath, every pasuk of Chumash is considered to be Shmos of Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Rav explains elsewhere in Shulu Zechra of Amori in Chelek Beis on Amud Reishay, where the Rav writes that the act of Kriyas Psukei HaTorah is not just simply a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, but rather it creates that keshen between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is part of the mechayiv of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. When was the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah instituted? The Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Vayelchu Shloshes HaMibbal Matzu Mayim, in Mayim El HaTorah. That was before Kabbalas HaTorah. That was before the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. What was the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah? Not simply the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, but the Gemara says Miyad Milu. Kadosh Baruch Hu would not be able to create the kesher with us. We could not survive, the Gemara says, if it wouldn't be through the vehicle of the Torah Hashem. With this in mind, you understand very well the Shita of Shmuel. Of course there's a mitzvah daraisa. And the mitzvah daraisa is Kriyas HaParsha, Ben Bayom, Ben Balayla. But Shmuel writes that any Parsha which is chosen, that is considered to be a kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. Only Midrabanan, Chazal pick the Parsha of the Shema that deals with Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, Avas Hashem, Kabbalah Sal Mitzvot, that serves Midrabanan as the particular Parsha. So in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah, everyone agrees. Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, in terms of Maisa Mitzvah, Machlokas between Shmuel and Nechachamim, Machlokas Rishonim, how to assume like the Halacha as mentioned, we assume in our Chaim Simin Samach, Kriya Shema, that is considered to be the mitzvah daraisa. What is unclear from the Rishonim, however, is the following. When the Gemara tells us the Shita Sachachamim, the Kriya Shema is a mitzvah daraisa, how much of Kriya Shema is necessary? Pasuk Rishon, Parsha Rishona, Parsha Shnia, three Parshios, what is the definition of Kriya Shema min HaTorah? And here, in fact, you find all four possibilities in the Rishon. This is what the Pri Chodesh elaborates in Archaim and Simin Samach Zayim, and this is the theme of the first few simanim in Shagas Aryim, Simin Aleph, Simin Beis, very simply, what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema min HaTorah? Many Rishonim Rabbadim, this is what the Rashba writes in Brachos and Daf Yutes, and the Rashba writes in Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph, that Kriya Shema Midaraisa is simply the posuk of Shema Yisrael. That is sufficient for the act of Kabbalah, Samalchus Shemayim. And this is what the Ramban writes in the Mochamos, in the very end of the third parak of Megillah, in the Sugyan in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, that why is it that we have special kavana for Pasuk Rishon of Kriya Shema? Because after all, that is considered to be the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael is considered to be the extent midaraisa of the need of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. Pri Chodesh, however, writes that it would appear from Rashi in Tosus that more than that is necessary. You're familiar with the opening kash in Shas that Rashi deals with. Yet the first Mishnah tells us in Brachos that Kriya Shema can only be fulfilled Achar Teisa Kochavim, so therefore, how do you justify the practice already in the time of the Rishonim that Kriya Shema was recited earlier? So Rashi writes that if that is the case, one fulfills the mitzvah of Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema Alamita, certainly recited after Tzeis. Tosfos poses four different kashas against Rashi. One of them is simply this. How could it be that you yotze with Kriya Shema Alamita, how much of the Kriya Shema do you recite? Kriya Shema Alamita is only Parsha Rishona, and more than that is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Pri Chodesh assumes that this is a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. How much is necessary, according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The possibility that according to Rashi, Parsha Rishona, if one reads the Pasuk of Shema, the Parsha of Ahavta, that is considered to be sufficient. According to Tosfos, that is not enough. Why is that the case? Pri Chodesh suggests that Tosfos assumes that both Parshios are Daraisa, not merely the Parsha of Ahavta, even Vahaya Im Shamoa is needed as well. So if that's the case, Pri Chodesh suggests the possibility of three shittos, Pasuk Rishon, Parsha Rishona, Parsha Shnia, to comprise the mitzvah of Kriya Shema on a level of Daraisa. In fact, the Prichadosh suggests a very interesting raya, that it must be not only Parsha Rishona, but even Parsha Shnia is Midaraisa as well. The Prichadosh raya is the following. The Gemara asks in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel a very simple karsha. Lama kodma Parsha Rishona la Parsha Shnia. Why is it that first you read Shema and Vahavta, followed by Vahayim Shamoa? How is it that you understand that particular Seder? So the Gemara answers simply that first is Kabbalas HaMalchus Shamayim, Avas Hashem. Only then do you go on to the second parsha, which is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. Prichadosh Rai is that if one should assume that the Parsha Rishona, for example, is Daraisa, and Parsha Shni is only Darabanan, as he claims as the Shita of Rashi, shouldn't the answer have been obvious? Lama Kadma? Why does the first Parsha come first? Why is it followed by Vayim Shamoa? Isn't the answer clear? Whenever you have a mitzvah, first the mitzvah Daraisa, and then you can embellish on a level of Darabanan. So the Prichadosh writes, the fact that the Gemara does not give that teretz and say, well, one is Daraisa, one is Darabanan, isn't it obvious that Parsha Rishona and Parsha Shnia are on the same plane? And therefore, well, if Parsha Rishona is Daraisa, Shema is Daraisa, so therefore it must be true of Vahaya Im Shemoa. Interesting Chiddush. That's the logic of the Prichadosh. The Shagazarian Simon Beis states a great Chiddush Lalach. He quotes this Raya of the Prichadosh, and he writes, it's not true. You know why the Gemara doesn't give this teretz? That the Din Daraisa takes precedence over the Din Darabanan? Shagazari writes, Lahalacha, there is no such principle. If you have two mitzvahs, and you want to know which mitzvah to perform first, or if there are two elements to a mitzvah, one which is Daraisa, one which is Darabanan, which precedes the other, there is no rule that the element or the Din Daraisa precedes that which is only Darabanan. Shagasari writes this in three places, in Simon Beis, and in Kriya Shema, and then later in Simon Chafalas and Simon Chav Beis. In three places, the Shagasari assumes Lahalacha, there is no Kedima to Daraisa versus Darabanan in terms of sequence of mitzvos or components of mitzvos. A very interesting Yiddish. And that's why the Gemara did not give the answer that Parsha Rishon is Daraisa, Parsha Shni is Darabanan, because that would not answer the question of Lama Kadma. And where do you see that this is true? The Shagasari writes, his raya from the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush? A mitzvah daraisa, no? The Gemara Brachos and Davchav, the Gemara Shuas and Davchav. Kiddush is certainly mitzvah daraisa. Various shitas the Rishonim, what part of Kiddush is daraisa? Rov Rishonim maintain that Kiddush bidvarim is daraisa. Kiddush al hayayin is only a din derabanan. That's what the Rambam writes explicitly in Perichot Tesef Hilchos Shabbos. This is what the Sefer Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Yitzum Lahaloch and Reishayin Aleph. Kiddush B'dvarim is Daraisa. Kiddush Al Hayayin, Zalchrel Hayayin, the Sugim Sachim, the Gemara Erev and Daf Mem, Mevarat Tzorach Shiitom, drinking the wine. All of that is only a din, Drabanan. Kiddush Midaraisa is Kiddush B'dvarim. Yet, the Sugim Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph, what comes first? The Birchas Hayayin, the Bar Periagafen? Or the bracha on Kedusha Sayon? Which comes first? You know the machlokas beisil beishamay in the Mishnah? And the Gemara says, why? Why should you assume that the Birchas Sayayin is first? Maybe it's because of Tadir, Vishena Tadir. Or maybe it's because Yayin is goring the Kiddush Tayameh. Shagasari writes, why doesn't the Gemara answer? Obviously, that the bracha on Kedusha Sayon is Daraisa, and Kiddush Al Hayayin is only a din Darabanan. So therefore, isn't it obvious that Beis Shammai is correct? That first Kedusha Sayyam followed by Birchas Hayayin? That certainly is not true. First you recite the Birchas Hayayin, followed by the Bracha on Kedusha Sayyam. Even though Kedusha Sayyam is Daraisa, the Yayin is only Dirabanan in its entirety. But yet, that is not a relevant factor. And therefore the Gemara invokes, for example, Tadir, Vishenu Tadir. So that's the Shagasari writes in Simon Beis. Just as when it comes to Kiddush, this is true, that the Berchas Hayayin precedes the Bracha on Kedusha Sayom, so therefore the same could be true of Kriya Shema as well, and therefore even if Parsha Shni is Drabana, Parsha Shon is Daraisa, the Gemara can legitimately ask, Lama Kadma. That's the Chiddush of Shagasari. It's interesting, if you look in the Noda Biyuda, the Tzlach, in Brachas and Nun Aleph, or the Pnei Yeshua in that Sugya, in Brachas Nafnan Aleph, they asked the exact same kasha. The Gemara wants to know what comes first, the bracha on Kedushas Hayom or the Birkas Hayayin. Why doesn't the Gemara mention Daraisa versus Drabanan? So the teretz that the Noda Biyuda and the Pnei Yeshua give is a very different one. Because if you assume, let's say like Rov Rishonim, that Kiddush B'Dvarim is Daraisa and Kiddush Al Hayayin is only Drabanan, when do you fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush? The Magen Avraham assumes in Reish Ayin Aleph, B'Tfilah. When a person davens on Lel Shabbos and he mentions the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, Ata Kiddashta, so therefore with that you fulfill the mitzvah Zocher Sima Shabbos L'Kadosh Daraisa. And therefore when you come home, everything is only Drabanan. The Birkas Hayayin is Drabanan, and even the Bracha on Kedushas Hayom is only Drabanan as well. And that's why the Gemara invokes Tadav Rishenu Tadav. If it would indeed be the case that one is Daraisa and one is Drabanan, the answer then would be obvious to the Shulim Noda Biyuda Rai, that then the Daraisa should precede the Drabanan. But since one is Yotze with Tefillah, so in such a case now when you come home, both elements are only Drabanan, so now Tadir Vishenu Tadir. That's the Teretz of the Pnei Yeshua, that's the Chiddush of Mitzlach.
What about your wife?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what happens with your wife? Let's assume our Nashim Yotzos Yidei Chavasan Daraisa prior to that. That would be an interesting issue. Take a look at that Tzlach. The Tzlach writes, Brachos Daf Nun Aleph, a great Kiddush. Now, if a woman is making Kiddush and she didn't daven Mariv and she didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa, she has to recite the Kedushas Hayom first, followed by Birkas Hayayim. That's what Noda Biyuda writes. Instant Daf Nun Aleph and Brachos. A great Kiddush. Now, you know the Rabbi Kiveger and Archaim and Simon Reishai Aleph. Now, know the Behuda's issue, how is it possible for men to be motzi women in Kiddush? And how is that possible? The Dagim of Avos Ha'ara. So Rabbi Kiveger answers that, look, if all you need is Kiddush B'dvarim, women also are going to be yotzi with Kiddush B'dvarim. When they say Good Shabbos, when they ben shlich, they're also going to be yotzi with that, and that will be sufficient for Kiddush B'dvarim as well. That's somewhat questionable. It's not the theme for today's shir, but the Mishnah Berurah, Reishai Aleph, Nevir Halacha, questions that Rabbi Kiveger. Is it true he can be yotzi with merely an askara koldu? Would you be yotzi, the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? The Rambam writes in Perachot Tes, what's the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush? Zochreyu, Zechiras, Shevach, Bekiddush. Is that fulfilled by davening? Or yes. Is that fulfilled by Good Shabbos? Maybe not. No, but it's interesting, that's actually what the Tzlach writes. Whatever the situation would be, if a person did not yet fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa, so therefore isn't it obvious that the second brach is first, and Birkas Hayayin is only later, and the Gemara is assuming that both are on the same tier, right, simply because you've already been Mekadesh the Yom on some level of Daraisa. Very interesting Kiddush. But again, that's what he means. Yeah.
That would be not for first matzah. You're doing first matzah, you'd have
first matzah will depend on what the situation, in fact, would be. But if, in fact, that you're dealing with a case where there was no Kedushas Hayom, and you're going to be reciting a Birkas Hayayin, so then that's the Chiddush Noda Biyuda writes, that that would be only afterwards, if you weren't Yotzei at that time.
There's no room to argue that the Birkas Hayayin is the masir, and the wine is like a trait beforehand, so it has to be chosen for the Birkas Hayom?
Perhaps it could be. In other words, there is an Isser to Ima before Kiddush, that certainly is true. But when the Gemara, let's say, asks why is it that Beisilo maintains their shita, that Birkas Hayayin must precede, the Gemara doesn't mention any inherent reason regarding Kiddush. The Gemara doesn't assume that a matzah is necessary. The Gemara just seems to assume that perhaps tadir isheno tadir. So at first glance in the Gemara, the fact that it's invoking other halachos, it doesn't mention something in the nature of Kiddush, seems to indicate that in principle, perhaps both in fact are fine. Again, we normally don't assume this Kiddush that the Tzlach writes, but ad kedei kach. This is relevant for our Kriyash Mishnah in terms of the sequence of the parshiyos. Yep.
According to the Noda Biyuda, why didn't the Gemara ask by main according to that supporting level that the second part should divide the Darabanan and the half of the Daraisa? Why didn't the Gemara say that, that Shema comes, the half comes apart from the Daraisa because the Daraisa against the Darabanan?
Right. If in fact it's true, right, that there is a Kedima of Mitzvahs Daraisa or Mitzvahs Darabanan, right, then that was the Pichadosh Azraya. The Gemara should have maintained that that, in fact, is the case. Maybe one could argue, Tosfos already writes, and that's Sugya, Daf Yud Gimel. What do you mean, Lama Tadim? That's the way it is in Kiddush. No, the first parsha first, the second parsha second. Maybe the Kasha of the Gemara is even a more general one, even in terms of the Parshios and Chumash. Why is it that Shema precedes Vahayim Shema? And that answer would have to be something inherent about the theme of the parsha, that Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim is opposed to Kabbalah Samitzvot. And whatever that answer will be, I can explain the case even in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema as well. But it's a very important Yisod Shagas Aryeh. As I mentioned here, Shagas Aryeh has two other simanim, Chafalat and Chafeis. There, the Shagas Aryeh discusses other cases. Let's assume, for example, very common on Lel Shabbos, sometimes you'll daven early, and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and you'll start your suva, right? You'll be maskal beheter, and you'll start your suva. By the time benching arrives, you have two chiyuvim now. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. Which one should come first? No? That's the theme of the Shagas Aryeh in Simcha Palat, where the Shagas Aryeh writes first Kriya Shema, followed by Birchas HaMazon. You assume both the Raisa, but Kriya Shema is Tadir. Birchas HaMazon perhaps is matzui in the sense that a person can eat and wash three meals a day. But in terms of Tadir Shel Chova, certainly Kriya Shema is Tadir of Birchas HaMazon. So therefore the Shagas Aryeh writes that first recite Kriya Shema, and only afterwards one should bench. In the next Simen, Simcha Beis, Shagas Aryeh discusses, and what about benching and Sfiras HaOmer? What about benching and Sfiras HaOmer? No, a person was Maskal Beheter, it's time to bench, he didn't count Sfir yet. So you have two mitzvahs. One is Sfiras HaOmer, one is Birchas HaMazon. Which one should go first? So the Shagas Aryeh writes that Yaktim Ezim Ehim Shiyirtza. Either one, you have a choice. And the Shagas Aryeh said, shouldn't you argue that benching is deraisa? And Sfiras HaOmer, Rover Shalom Asum, it's in Tav Pei Tes, that Sfiras HaOmer is only derabanan. So that's what the Shagas Aryeh writes. I already told you, there's no kedima of a mitzvah deraisa over a mitzvah derabanan when it comes to Seder HaDvarim. If a person would have to choose one mitzvah over the other, then deraisa will take precedence. But in terms of sequence, there is no compelling reason that one must bench before one counts Sfira, based on the fact that Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa, and Sfira is only that which is Derabanan. That's what the Shagas Aryeh writes in Simen Chavve. It's an interesting application, this issue of Kriya Shema. But for our purposes, that was the Raya of Bichadash, that was the Dechia of the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Beis. So far again, the Rashba is Mefurish. Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa. Prichadash suggests Rashi Shita is Parsha Rishona. Tosus and Shita are two Parshios. Is there a fourth possibility? Bechorena. Why? Because isn't it clear from the Gemara that the third Parsha of Shema is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mantizkaras Yom Tzeis, Kamaratzim Kol Yimei Chayecha, and therefore that's an independent mitzvah, and therefore how can you argue that all three parshas should be daraisa? But I'm sure you know the Chiddush of Soloveitchik, Hashem Reb Chaim, that it doesn't seem that way from the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema, and the Rambam tells us, Ukriyas Gimel Parshios Ha'elu Al HaSeder, Zuhi Nikris Kriya Shema. What is Kriya Shema? All three parshios. The impression that you get from the Rambam is that the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema are all three parshios, an extreme shita. And the obvious question is, how can this be? After all, isn't it clear from the Gemara that the last parsha is the mitzvah zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, the machlokis, the mishnah brachas, dafke beis and beis, and zaman hachachamim, whether this is only bayom or whether it's noheges even balayla? How can the Rambam write that the definition of Kriya Shema is all three parshios? Rav Soloveitchik could have b'shem Reb Chaim's other issue as well. The Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sefer Mitzvah. It's a glaring omission. The Rambam writes that midarais you're obligated to do so, but the Rambam does not count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim at all as a mitzvah. How can that be? So the Rav gave two terutzim of b'shem Reb Chaim. This is in the opening pieces of Shum Lezecher Rav Amori in Chelek Aleph. One is the following. The Rambam writes in Shorish Gimel that in order to be counted in Tayag Mitzvos, a mitzvah must be no heges ladoros. No heges ladoros. If you have that which is a hora shah, in such a case, it cannot be one of the Tayag Mitzvos. Well, what about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? We assume is the view of Ben Zoma. What does Kol Yimei Chayecha mean? Yimei Chayecha is Yamim, Kol Yimei Chayecha are Leilos. What about Vahavi Lemos HaMashiach? Without seeing the Gemara, I would have said, you don't need a pasuk l'havi the mosa mashiach. No, what about every other mitzvah? Isn't that one of the karma of the Rambam? That mitzvahs are not going to change. That even the mosa mashiach mitzvahs will indeed be fulfilled. Bechora, one could have argued that you don't need the drash of kol l'havi the mosa mashiach. But the Gemara says differently. No, the Gemara writes that enochinami. that lasted lava, one is not going to be mazkir yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Shita ben Zalman. Ben Zalman quotes the pasuk of Yirmiyahu, "Hine yamim baminu Hashem lo yomar od chay Hashem asher helas bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim." We're no longer going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. We're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gula asita, the bezras Hashem that we witnessed. No, we're not going to have to refer back to yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the case. Reb Chaim explained the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a horasha, a very long horasha, but it's not that which is no heges l'doros, and in such a case it's not to be counted as a mitzvah. The other teretz that Reb mentioned Meshem Reb Chaim was the following. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, coincidentally, it's juxtaposed with Kriya Shema. We happen to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and then immediately a brand new mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Reb Chaim explained that according to the Rambam, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim. It's not an independent mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim individually. And the Rambam writes the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema are all three parashiyos. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim goes hand in hand with the kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim, Asher Hotzeisicha. And therefore, that is the thrust of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, of course, the Rambam does not count it independently, and that justifies the Rambam's definition of Kriya Shema as all three parashiyos. Are there any rayas that this is true? That the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim should be viewed as part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, part of the kim of Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim? So good. The fact that Ram doesn't count, the fact that Ram defines Kriya Shema, the pasuk perhaps, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha. What about Rayas L'Halacha? So the Gemara Brachos in Daf Yud Gimel Beis writes the following. Rebbe was of the opinion that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema D'Araisa was the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael. The Gemara describes the discussion of Rav Chia regarding the practice of Rebbe. When did he used to do so? After all, he was giving shiurim from early morning, past the Zman Kriya Shema. When is it that Rebbe was makabel of Malchus Shemayim? So the Gemara explains that the following, that you know that Rebbe used to place his hand over his eyes the hill of the shir. You know what he was doing? He was reciting the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, because Rebbe Shita was midaraisa. That is all that is necessary. So the Gemara discusses further the conversation of Rav and Rav Chia. That's good as far as Shema Yisrael is concerned. And what about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says the following, that Mahadeh Rebbe Ashmaitse de Isbe Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rebbe always used to try to incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim into the Shir. Why was that true? Lashon HaGemara, Kedei Lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizmana. In order to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at its appropriate time. Bizmana. So you see a Chiddush, and that is apparently that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Midaraisa does not require a Parsha. It's enough to mention the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kiddush number one. But what does the Gemara mean? Lahazke Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizmana. What does Bizmana mean? How long did the Shir go on? No? So Rashi writes, Bizmana means Bizman Kriya Shema. Very brief comment to Rashi. Bizman Kriya Shema. The Shir didn't go all day. But rather, Rebbe made sure to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim during the Zman Kriya Shema. Why should that be so? After all, when it comes to Kriya Shema, the pasuk says Kumecha, so that's Gimel Shalos. Any mitzvah which is dependent on Yom and Laila, so Kol Hayom, Kol HaLaila. If the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisrael is Kol Yemei Chayecha, isn't Yemei Chayecha Kol Hayom? Why would it be that you have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim during the Zman Kriya Shema? But the Rosh Hashanah already points out the very beginning of Tofas Kriya Shema. Apparently, it would appear that the Zman Kriya Shema is relevant for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. Rav Soloveitchik suggested this is exactly Shura Libe de Rambam. If Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but rather is part of the kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim, in such a case the Zman HaMitzvah is Uveshavchocha Uvkumecha, and therefore the Gemara writes that Rebbe found it necessary to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Betchila Sayom, even though the pasuk is Yemei Chayecha. And the Rabban a step further. If you look earlier in Brachos, in the Sugya of Chesam Abeis, there's a similar distinction when it comes to the Tchilas Zman Kriya Shema. Here the Gemara discusses what is the status of the very beginning of the day between Amar HaShachar and Eitzach Amar. Is that Yom? Is that Laila? The Gemara Brachos Chesam Abeis quotes a sheet of Rabbi Akiva that La'olam Lel Yam. Really, if it's before Neitz, it's considered to be night. Well, if that's true, how can it be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema during that time, if it's Laila? Rabbi Kiva says the following chiddush. Because when it comes to Kriya Shema, it is not framed in Yom versus Laila, but rather, Uveshachu v'kumecha, Rabbi Kiva writes the din deraisa, that is called Zman Kima. After Amar HaShachar, that is Zman Kima, despite the fact that it is not considered to be Yom. So Tosfos points out, when it comes to other mitzvahs that depend on Yom and Laila, Tfilin or Tzitzis, we wouldn't say this is true. This is true when it comes to Kriya Shema because the Pasuk says, Uvkamecha. So the Rambam writes exactly this Chiddush, that let's assume a person is Yotzei L'Derech, and it's necessary to read Kriya Shema at the earliest possible time. The Rambam writes off as Kriya Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, that La'achar Shiala Amar HaShachar, one in fact is Yotzei. So Soloveitchik pointed out the following. The Rambam in Perek Aleph tells us Kriya Shema is all three parshas. And the Rambam tells us, then when is the earliest time one can recite Kriya Shema? The answer is, Amar HaShachar. Shouldn't the Rambam say, B'med Dvarim Amurim, when it comes to the first two parshas of Kriya Shema? When it comes to the last parsha of Kriya Shema, which is Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim, where the Torah says, Yemei Chayecha, that's dependent on Yom and Laila. There, how can you invoke the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? So Elamai, the Rav argued, this is again the Rambam L'shitasnei, that just as the Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, Rebbe was so makvid, lehazkir yetzias Mitzrayim bezmana, that is part of the kim of Kriya Shema, part of the kim of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, the same issue when it comes to the tchilas hazman, that is governed by zman kima, not necessarily by yom versus laila. And then the Rav suggested a further, very, very beautiful rhyme. The Gemara has in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis the following. As we mentioned, if Rebbe just used to incorporate the theme of Zechiras Yisrael into the Shir, apparently you see that Midarais, there's no need for a Kriyas HaParsha. The choice of the Parsha was a choice mandated by the Chachamim. Midaraisa, mentioning the theme is considered to be sufficient. So therefore you understand what the Gemara writes in Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis, the Chachamim had to determine which Parsha should be used. And the Gemara says, the Bikshu Likvoa Parshas Balak, the Midrash of Gimel. They wanted to use Parshas Balak, Kelmot Timi Mitzrayim, as being the Parsha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. They didn't do so because of Tircha D'Tzibur. No, it would have been a very elaborate Parsha. You'd have to read all the time. The Gemara says, why do you have to read the entire Parsha? So just read the relevant Psukim to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that no, called Parsha, the Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Anan Lo Paskina. You can't read a half a Parsha. It's either all or nothing, the entire Parsha, or another choice. So therefore, Parsha Tzitzis is beautiful. It contains mitzvos, it contains Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's relatively brief, and therefore we could read the entire Parsha Tzitzis, and therefore Chazal chose that as the Parsha for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rav was bothered. Now this is Lakasha the Tori Yevim. That principle, the Gemara called Parsha, the Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Anan Lo Paskina, you can't read a half a Parsha? Is that really true? We're always used to what the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chav Beis called Pasuk, the Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Anan Lo Paskina. There, of course, the theme is Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. There aren't enough psukim to go around to accommodate all the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah. So what do you do? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, either Dole or Posek. Shmuel says, read a half a pasuk. Let the first aliyah be 2.5 psukim. Let the next aliyah be 2.5 psukim. Rav says, you can't do that. You can't split a pasuk in half. Ko pasuk do paska moshem nama paskinan. And therefore Rav says, dole, what we do, 1 through 3, and then 3, 4, 5. Good? Ko pasuk do paska moshem nama paskinan. Anan lo paskinan. The Torah Yevon asks. Here the Gemara says, ko pasuk. And here in Brachos, the Gemara says, ko parsha. Don't we always read half parshios? This morning we didn't read an entire Parsha, so therefore we need to call Parsha the Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Anan Lo Paskinan. So Soloveitchik suggested the following magnificent terms. What exactly is this halacha? Kol Pasuk, Kol Pascha, Kol Parsha. How do you understand this principle of the Gemara? The Rebbe answered as follows, that the halacha is that a mitzvah must be performed kichsava in its entirety. In its entirety. The unit must be complete. But you know what? When it comes to every mitzvah, you have to ask yourself, what is the unit of the mitzvah? A person will ask you, for example, we say, right, as soon as it's time of the year, Yudgim Amidos. No, isn't Yudgim Amidos a violation of Kol Posuk Bepaska Moshe No Paskina? We stop Be'emtza Posuk. That's not the end of the Posuk. What's the answer? L'chor, the answer is the following. We are not invoking Yudgim Amidos Betoras Posuk. We're reading it Betoras Midos. The unit of the Askara are the Midos Hashem. So if you'll just say three and leave out the other 10, that'll be a violation of Kol Posuk. But to read it in its entirety, the unit is complete, that is the concept of Kol Pasuk, or Kol Parsha, the Paska Moshe, Benanam Paskinan, that's the principle. So therefore, one can read the Yudgim Amidos as a unit. Rav Soloveitchik wants to explain the same thing when it comes to Aseres HaDibros, no? What's the difference between Tam Elyon as opposed to Tam Tachton? Tam Tachton, you lay in the Torah's Pasuk. So therefore, so Pasuk, you stop. Tam Elyom, the division is not b'toras pasuk, but b'toras dibros. Zachar Yom Shabbos l'kasho. So pasuk, it's not the end of Shabbos, and therefore we continue seamlessly. Sheshes yamim. The Magen Avraham writes, when to use Tam Elyom or Tam Tachton? Magen Avraham quotes a minhag. You don't find this as common b'zman hazeh, but he quotes the minhag that on Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah, then Tam Elyom. That's Aseres HaDibros. When it comes to Yisro v'Eschanan, why are you laning this? Parshas HaShavua, Kriya Satorah B'Torah's Pasuk? Then you lane the Tam Tachton. We always lane B'Torah's Dibros. But is that a violation of Kol Pasuk B'Paska Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer to the Chorus, of course not. There, the unit are Dibros. And as long as one remains true to that unit, that is considered to be sufficient. How does this resolve that stira of the Sikhan Brachas Yedbeis, Meglad Achav Beis? The answer is the following, Kriya Satorah. What was the takan of Kriya Satorah? So that Gemara of Akamada Pebeis, Kriyas Hapsukim. Kriyas Hapsukim. You don't have to lane the entire Parsha. Right? And Sheni Bechamishi, you have to lean at least 10 psukim, at least 3 psukim per Ola. It's clear that Takanas Moshe and Ezra was one of Kriyas Hapsukim. The unit of the mitzvah is a pasuk. And that's why the Gemara writes, Kol Pasuk, Lepaska Moshe, Menom Lepaskina. What about when it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? That was the Chiddush the Rav suggested. If you assume as the Rambam Shita, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but part of Kabbalah Samalku Shamayim, part of the mitzvahs Shema, so in such a case, the unit of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is defined in terms of Parshios. What is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema? Psukei HaShema? No. Parsha Rishona, Parsha Shnia, and therefore the unit of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a unit of Parsha. So therefore the Gemara assumes whatever you're going to choose, it must be a complete Parsha, and therefore the Gemara says it can't be Parsha's Balak because Kol Parsha, L'Paska Moshe Rabbeinu, Hanan L'Paskin, and it's important Chiddush, that the unit of the mitzvah will be the determining factor whether this is considered to be appropriately Kichsava, or whether in effect it is not. So this is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, the possible Shitas Rishonim. The Chiddush of the Rambam Shita that all three Parshios are indeed D'Oraisa. A further machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, which the Rav maintained is very telling in terms of the nature of Kriya Shema, is the following. Kriya Shema, uveshoftecha, uvkumecha, ba'erev, uvaboker, one mitzvah, or two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam, as you know, in Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Yud, counts Kriya Shema as a single mitzvah. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban is found in the very end of Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban alludes to this well in Shorash Yud Aleph, in the Shroshim to Sefer Mitzvahs, the two separate mitzvahs, Kriya Shema Balayla and Kriya Shema Bayom. We understand, let's say, the Ramban Shita, two mitzvahs of Kriya Shema. Of course, one does so twice, but they're Ein Ma'akvin Zezeh. And therefore, should they be counted as two separate mitzvahs? The Rambam counts in Sefer Mitzvahs Tefillin, for example. Mitzvah Yud Beis, Mitzvah Yud Gimel, Tefillah Shel Rosh, Tefillah Shel Yad, two separate mitzvahs. When it comes to Kriya Shema, the Ramban writes, Kriya Shema should be two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam maintains, however, it's not true. Kriya Shema is considered to be a single mitzvah. Not only that, in Sefer Mitzvah, it's a single mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam words this mitzvah in a somewhat unusual fashion and emphasizes the relationship between Uveshachol Kumecha, Kriya Shema Ba'erev, Ukriya Shema Ba'boker. The Rambam begins, Pamayim B'chol Yom, Karnas HaShema Ba'erev Uva'boker. When are you obligated to read the Kriya Shema? Twice a day. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that formulation, that Pamayim B'chol Yom, seems to point to the fact that there is a relationship between the Kriya Shema B'Laila and the Kriya Shema Yom. To the extent that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following, if a person didn't read Kriya Shema at night and reads Kriya Shema during the day, it's not that he has failed to fulfill the mitzvah of Shofacha and fully fulfilled the mitzvah of Ukumecha, but there's something lacking in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in the broader sense. These are Shnei Chelkei HaMitzvah. HaRashlim Zezeh, Pamayim B'Choyom, Karnas HaShema. Why should that be? A person, let's say, brings the Karban Tamid B'Boker, Karban Tamid Shal Ben Abayim, would we argue that is a single Chiyuv? Would one argue that those are two independent Chiyuvim? But the Rambam stresses, Pamayim B'Choyom, Karnas HaShema, Ba'erev B'Boker. Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following Kiddush. The key mitzvah as we began is one of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. Maisa HaMitzvah is Kriya Shaparsha. According to Chamim, the Parsha of Shema, according to Shmuel, any Kriya Shaparsha. We're used to a concept, for example, of a mitzvah tmidis, right? Emunah, Avas Hashem, and the like. Right? Pervasive mitzvahs that should envelop, right, every moment of each day. Rav suggests the following Chiddush. The same is true when it comes to Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. In terms of the key mitzvah, Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, a person should only recognize that fact for one window of time at night and one brief moment in the morning. That's Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. The key of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim is Kol Hayom. That's the Chiddush that the Rav suggested. In terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, so how do you do that? So, non-stop, consistently, a person should say Shema, Shema. No, the halacha says the following, that if a person will recite Kriya Shema, in the sense of bookends, no? Immediately before we go to sleep, and as soon as you wake up, Uveshachol Kumecha, so therefore in terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, that is sufficient, but in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah, there's a Kiyum Imsheches. It's though Mitzvasa Kol Hayom. How do you do that? The moment you get up, right before you go to sleep, so therefore that is considered to be an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim that should envelop the entire day. The Rav often would tell us to look at the psukim that the Rambam quotes. You know, you begin Hilchos Kriya Shema, you begin Sefer Ava, you may not even notice, no? The Rambam quotes a pasuk. Before he begins speaking, right? The Rambam quotes a pasuk. The purpose of that pasuk is supposed to sum up the theme of the halachos that the Rambam is about to discuss. Now the Rambam is about to tell you the halachos of Kriya Shema. You know what pasuk the Rambam cites in order to capture the essence of what is found in Sefer Ava? The Rambam quotes the pasuk of Ma Havti Torasecha Kol Hayom Yisichasa. That's the pasuk the Rambam quotes. That was not added by a printer. The Rambam did that. No? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following. The kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, like a kiyum of Talmud Torah, right, is Kol Hayom Yisichasi. That gets back to that Rabbeinu Yonah, no? Where Rabbeinu Yonah writes that any parsha, any Kriya Saparsha, right, it's not just Limud HaTorah, that's an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. In principle, that should be Kol Hayom. What does that mean, practically speaking? So that's Ba'erev Baboker. But it's not that these are two independent mitzvahs. The day is framed by Kriya Shema, Ba'erev Baboker. And the Rav suggests that even though, in terms of Tamei HaMikra, but very simply, just Pashup Shah, why is it that Kriya Shema is not based on Yom versus Laila? Right? Why is it that Kriya Shema is Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima? That's what the Rav suggested, right? Exactly, to emphasize this point. The Kiyum is a Kiyum which is Nimshach Kol Hayom, Mitzvasa Kol Hayom. So therefore, the time frame is not whatever is day and whatever is night. The time frame is of a shofcha u'kumecha in order to highlight that aspect. In fact, let us soon discuss, is there a kima kriyashma even beyond Gimel Shals? So we'll discuss this in detail, but you know the view of the Kesa Mishnah, that there's a kima kriyashma kolayon. There's a kima of Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim even beyond Gimel Shals. Kriyashma bizman is Gimel Shals. But there is a concept of Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim even afterwards as well. Let us see again, we draw the Kesa Mishnah to this Chiddush. But whether one agrees, disagrees with that aspect of the Kesa Mishnah, that the Maisa HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema can in fact be called Hayom. Yeah, but you understand very well in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah. Why Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim is not something that is reserved for simply Zman Kima, Zman Shiva, but rather it frames the entire day that there is a Kiyum Nimshach of Kol Hayom. Kriya Shema, of course, is an example of a mitzvah where brachos are recited as well. That's the sugyan brachos in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, right, where the Mishnah delineates the birchos Kriya Shema. Somewhat unclear from the Gemara, and this seems to be a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim, what is the role, what is the nature of birchos Kriya Shema? To what extent do we assume that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah? And therefore the purpose of Birchos Kriya Shema to serve as Birchos HaMitzvah, to what extent that is not true? After all, in terms of Nusach, it doesn't sound like typically that the Birchos Kriya Shema are standard Birchos HaMitzvah. But you do find clear indications in the Rishonim that at least one of the roles of the Birchos Kriya Shema are to serve as the Birchos HaMitzvah for the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. The Meiri writes in that sugi in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, a very, very great Kiddush. What happens if a person does not know Birchos Kriya Shema? He doesn't have a sitter before him. And he doesn't know the Birchos Kriya Shema about that. The Meiri writes that Mevarech Lifnei Kriya Asher Kiddushana Mitzvah Betzivon Al Dikra Sashma. That's the Meiri writes in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph. You need a Birchos HaMitzvah. That's the role of the Birchos Kriya Shema. For whatever reason that is not possible, the regular generic Birchos HaMitzvah must be recited. The Rosh, in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, and Aleph Aleph quotes the view of Rav Amram Gaon. What happens if a person, right, davens early, at that practice that we alluded to, that Rashi has also discussed, in Brachos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, well, the Rosh quotes the view of Rav Amram Gaon, that look, now that he will daven later, and he will repeat Kriya Shema Bizmana, he has to recite a Birchos HaMitzvah. Kol zman that Kriya Shema is recited bizmana within the misgeres of the Birchos Kriya Shema, so therefore the Birchos Kriya Shema serve as the Birchos HaMitzvah for the Kriya Shema itself. For whatever reason, if that is out of context, so therefore now a bracha is in fact recited. This is somewhat reminiscent. Na'ani Yoma of the Balamor, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudim Abeis. The Balamor just writes the following Kiddush that you go through all Shas. The Gemara never refers to the bracha on Tekiah Shofar. And in fact, you know the machlokas Rishonim. Now, is it a bracha of Lishma Kol Shofar, Rabbi Yatam's Nusach of Al Tekiah Shofar? Right? It's somewhat striking that in all the sugyas of Tekiah Shofar, the Gemara never mentions a Birchos HaMitzvah. So the Balamor writes in the Afinu Mabeis and Daf Yerich Rosh Hashanah the following Kiddush. But what do you mean? He did it in Gemara. We have Tekiah Demiuma and Tekiah Demirsha, Rosh Hashanah Bezayin. What are the first tkiyos that were sounded midina de Gemara? What the Gemara calls the tkiyos that were de miyushav. So here the Balamor writes the Chiddush. Those were tkiyos. Al Seder HaBrachos. Tkiyos de miyuma were the tkiyos at the very end of davening. The Balamor writes the first kolos that you would blow were the tkiyos that are Al Seder HaBrachos. What about tkiyos we have after landing before Shemoneh Esrei? The Balamor, that was a much later takana. There were people who came to shul on time, and they had to leave early. And the first time they would sound the shofar would be in Musa. A person could spend hours in shul and miss the tkiyos entirely. So therefore the Chachamim instituted an earlier tkiyos. But those tkiyos, the first 30 kolos, what we usually refer to as tkiyos de miyushav, those are not the tkiyos de miyushav. That was a much later takana. And then the Balamor goes a step further. And that's why you don't find a bracha on the mitzvah of tkiyos shofar. Because the Malchi and Zichronos and Shofros serve as the Birchos HaMitzvah for the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. Midina de Gemara, there was no bracha. But once it became necessary to have an earlier Tekiah, So not only was it a shift in terms of when the tkios were sounded, but now it's necessary to institute a birchas hamitzvah. And that's why the various possibilities, what that nusach was, not mean dinei gemara. That's the chiddush of the Baal HaMor. That sometimes if you have a bracha in the misgeres of tefillah, that will serve as a birchas hamitzvah. When it is isolated, as according to the Baal HaMor in the case of tkiya shofar, according to Rav Amram, according to Miri, possible applications to kriya shema, now a birchas hamitzvah is in fact recited.
How do we know our time when someone has to have a gemara early and then has to receive kriya shema, they don't make another bracha in the kriya shema?
Right, we'll have to discuss on what basis do we recite Kriya Shema early. Is there any possibility of being Yotze at that time? Is it not at all? But certainly we don't assume. Allah has a few of the Bamrungon. Either we assume that a brach will have to see why it's not necessary for Kriya Shema, or perhaps that element, that kiyum of bracha, that one can be Yotze, even if one will daven Marav at an earlier time.
So according to the answer though, if somebody wakes up late, and then they know that they have to say Kriya Shema now before they start davening, in order to be able to see the mitzvah. So why don't we don't find a bracha?
Right. So perhaps that would indicate that there is no birchas hamitzvah on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We'll have to see the various days in the Rishon. Why is it that there is no standard birchas hamitzvah on Kriya Shema? So the first possibility mentioning is that that's the purpose of birchas Kriya Shema, and whenever the nafra study, you have to make a bracha. And inachinami, that would be true if you're davening Kriya Shema too late, too early, so therefore inachinami, a bracha in fact would be necessary. This would be assuming that Kriya Shema is in fact a birchas hamitzvah. If you look at the Ramban, the Chidushim, the very beginning of brachas, right, the Ramban is explicit. The Ramban called Kfar Haya, that the role of birchas Kriya Shema are in fact birchas hamitzvah and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. This is relevant for the Mishnah in brachas and Daftes Amud Beis. That tells us what happens if Hakori Mikan Ve'elach. What happens if a person reads Kriya Shema La'achar Zman Kriya Shema La'achar Gimel Shalos? So the Mishnah tells us, Lo Yifsid, Ka'adam Hakori B'Torah. Lo Yifsid, Ka'adam Hakori B'Torah. So the Gemara Daf Yudah Beis is very bothered by that. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? You're allowed to recite Kriya Shema even though the Zman Kriya Shema has passed. That's the Chiddush. You would have thought no. And therefore the Mishnah tells us that, you know what? You can still recite Kriya Shema, of course. It's one of the parashios of Chumash. So of course you can recite Kriya Shema. What's the Chiddush? The Gemara answers in Daf Yudah Beis, an incredible Chiddush. You can still recite Birchos Kriya Shema. Not just simply Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema Birchos Veha can be recited La'achar Zman Kriya Shema. That is a very, very great Chiddush. Now, Rabbi Yonah even is bothered by another point. Rabbi Yonah is found in Daf Yemar Aleph and Daf Yariv. Is it so obvious that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema, La'achar Zman Kriya Shema? The Gemara says, of course. Is that so obvious? For us, it sounds obvious. But is it so obvious that that was always the case? What about the principle the Gemara has in Gittin Daf Samach of Dvaram Shivet Sav Yatar Shemar Bal Peh? Are you allowed just to read Psukim Bal Peh? Of course not. Psukei Yatar have to be lain mitoch haksav. He's lost those. But Mikra Hadin, Psukim have to be lain mitoch haksav. So I'll ask you, what about Kriya Shema? The Torah says in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, did the Torah envision that everyone is going to have their Sefer Torah with them to read Kriya Shema? So good, that's true, Kol Zman, that one is fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the Yonah writes. No? But if it's Hakor Mikan Ve'elech, and the Zman Kriya Shema has come to an end, and now there's no Kim of Kriya Shema, now you're just left with Kilo Korah B'Torah, what about the Halacha of Dram Shivet Savi Yatar Hashem Dram Bal Peh? That's the Kasha, Rabbi Yonah asks. So Rabbi Yonah answers with the Chiddush and interesting applications. Rabbi Yonah writes, the fact that the Gemara doesn't raise this issue teaches us the following. Any parsha of the Torah where there's a mitzvah of Kriya is excluded from the principle of Dram Shivet Sav Yatar Hashem Dram Bal Peh, even if you're reading that parsha, Shalom B'Shas Mitzvahs. That's the Teretz. That's Rabbi Yonah writes. Interesting Chiddush. If you have a parsha in Chumash where there's no mitzvahs Kriya, that must be Lein Mitoch Haksav. But as long as there's a mitzvah of Kriya, whether it's Mikra Bikurim, whether it's Vidui Meiser, whether it's Kriya Shema, if there's a mitzvah of Kriya, so therefore we don't apply to that parsha Dvarm Shivet Sav Yatar Hashai Lomra Bal Peh. And Rabbi Yonah lists off the Parshios, Mikra Bikurim, Vidya Maisim, the Parsha Chalitza, you know, Rabbi Yonah includes in that list Parshas HaKarbanos. Parshas HaKarbanos. That's an interesting Chiddush. Where do you see Parshas HaKarbanos? Rabbi Yonah quotes the Gemara, the very end of Megillah, the Flamed Aleph. That Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'mai Dekir Hashana. How do I know that my Zerah be Zocher to be Yorish Eretz Yisrael? What was the answer? B'Zchus HaKarbanos. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu asked Tenach B'Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam. You have a Beis HaMikdash, you're offering Karbanos, good. But B'Zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam Ikal HaMeimar. What was the answer? Kol HaOmer Parsha Zu Malav HaKosav Kiliktiv Karban. That's the Gemara says. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, read this Parsha. You'll read the Parsha. Malav HaKosav Kiilu Hikriv Karban. I view it as though that's an act of Hakrabas HaKarban. Rabbi Yonah quotes that Agarata. Now, in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, there's an indicator that Kriyas Parshas HaKarbanos is a mitzvah daraisa, and it's exempt from Kol Posuk LePaska Moshe V'Nel LePaskinim. Interesting Chiddush. Now, sometimes we're mezalzel. No, Karbanos. No, Rabbi Yonah writes, it's a Kriya daraisa, and that's why you're allowed to recite it Baal Peh. Very interesting Chiddush. No? But the Gemara says, this great, great Chiddush. Right, you can read Birchos Kriyashma even La'achar Zman Kriyashma. How is that possible? How is that possible? Sukkot is passed. You can recite a bracha on lulav, a bracha on sukkah. How is it possible, La'achar Zman Kriyashma, to be able to recite Birchos Kriyashma? So if you look in the Rosh, in Perek Aleph and Simen Yud, the Rosh now raises the following. For how long? It's explicit in the Gemara Daf Yud Beis, La'achar Gimel Shavuos. A person is allowed to recite Birchas Kriyashma. But how long? So the Rosh mentions a couple of possibilities. Possibility one is a Shita of a Haigon for one additional hour. That's it. Dalet Shavuos. Not Gimel Shavuos, but Dalet Shavuos. That's one possibility. Why is that true? Because Dalet Shavuos is Zman Tfila. Zman Tfila. You see, according to the Rosh of Haigon, the following, that part of the Kiyum of Birchas Kriyashma is Tfilah. True, it relates to Kriyashma, but also it's part of the Chovas HaTfilah, and therefore even if Kriyashma has come to an end, the Mitzvah Tfilah still remains, and in such a case that justifies the recitation of Birchas Kriyashma for one extra hour, right, until Dalet Shavuos. The next possibility is the following, that once you come to that point, that's part of the Kiyum of Tefillah, so maybe then Chatzos. Because after all, the Zman Tefillah, according to the Chachamim, is until Chatzos. The Mishnah, the very beginning of Tefillah, is the Shachar, Daf Chavav. It's a little bit unclear, right? Not for us now. What is the Kiyum Tefillah, La'achar Dalet Shavuos, until Chatzos? What exactly is that? What exactly is that? See, the Kesef Mishnah called that Tashlumin. Is that really Tashlumin? Prison in Dam Shachris, in Dam Mincha twice. What is the kium of Tefillah Lachar Dalet Shavuos? Now, not Tefillah Bezmana, but not Tashlumin. There's three halachos. There's Tefillah Bezmana, Tefillah Shelo Bezmana, and then there is Tashlumin, perhaps. But once a person did not daven Dalet Shavuos, he has until Chatzos Hayom. So therefore, the second day that the Rosh allows, and that is you can recite Birchas Kriyashma until Chatzos. What these two shitas have in common, Dalet Shavuos or Vav Shavuos, what's driving this halacha of Lohifsid is the Kiyum Tefillah. But if you look in the Rambam, Nechus Kriyashma Karakala, Halacha Yid Gimel, the Rambam writes, Kol Hayom, Vivarech Lefaneha, Ulachareha, Kol Hayom, Kol Hayom, Kol Hayom. Why is that? So the Kesef Mishnah, again, Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, writes an incredible Chiddush. It must be that there is a Kiyum Mitzvah of Kriyashma Kol Hayom, and that is what justifies Birchos Kriyashma Kol Hayom. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. And the Kesef Mishnah goes a step further. Kriyashma must be Mishalchot. What does Mishalchacha mean? Right? So the first Mishnah in Shas introduces the two possibilities. No. Either it means when one is going to sleep, or Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Shalchim, while one is sleeping. And of course, we assume that Mi'ikar Hadin, the entire night is man kriya shma. Chatzos, laharchik es adam min ha'aver. Good. But mikar hadin, we assume that the zman shchiva is kol halayla, kol zman shebnei adam shalchim. The Kesa Mishnah writes, shouldn't we be consistent then in our understanding of Ub Kumecha? Couldn't Ub Kumecha also have two implications? When one is getting up or when one is up? And Vishakto means Kol Zman, shouldn't Ub Kumecha mean the entire day when one is up? So you know what the Kesa Mishnah writes? Say nothing, I mean, that's the Din Daraisa. And the Zman Kriyashma of Gimel Shaos is only in a Smach to the Rabbanon. After all, the Gemara says, what's so special about Gimel Shaos? That is when the Bnei HaMelech will rise, that late in the day. And what do you mean? Atu Bnei Balachim had Ruba Dama? The Kesa Mishnah writes. Unbelievable, no? And therefore, the Zman Kriya Shami Daraisa is Kol Hayom. Gimel Shaos is only the Rabbanon. And right, that's why the Rambam writes that one can recite Birchas Kriya Shema Kol Hayom. Lo hipsin, karama paragator. Very great Kiddush. Magen Avram disagrees with this Kesa Mishnah. The Magen Avram is found in Simen Nun Ches, in Sivkotim Zayin. The Magen Avram quotes the Kesa Mishnah and does writes, it's not true. It's not true. Zvarav Tzarachiyu. Number one is that no, the fact that the Rambam writes that Birchas Kriya Shema can be recited the entire day is because the Rambam Shita is Habrachos Einan Sheyachos LeKriya Shema. Birchas Kriya Shema, not Birchas HaMitzvah and Kriya Shema. And therefore, they can be even recited La'achar Zman Kriya Shema. And the Kesa Mishnah points out, and don't forget, the Mechaber writes, you only have one more hour. You don't even have Kol Hayom. Then the Magen Avraham asks a very unusual question. If this is true, what the Kesa Mishnah says, so what is the Zman Kriya Shema of Uvashachacha all night? And what is the Zman Kriya Shema of Uvkumecha all day? That means that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is all day and all night. No? If the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is all day and all night, then how can the Mishnah tell us in Brachos and Davchav that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah seisha Zman Grama and Nashim Pteros? The mitzvah is Kol Hayom, Kol Halayla. That's the kasha of the Magen Avraham. Elamai, it must be that the Zman Kriya Shema Midaraisa comes to an end. It is Zman Kotza, but Gimel Shaos, and therefore it's a Zman Grama. Because if it would be all day, if it would be all night, it is not a mitzvah to say Shah Zman Grama. Those are the kashas of the Magen Avraham. Then the Magen Avraham writes, that doesn't guess Mishnah, what he says is correct. Uveshachbacha could mean the entire time that you are lying down. But kima, in Lashon HaKodesh, the Magen Avraham means when you get up. In English, we will be saying when you get up or when you are up. Here the Magen Avraham writes, Lashon HaKodesh, that's not true. Aval achar kach, in the middle of the day, lo mikri kima, that is not called upkumecha. Amida, yeshiva, hiluch. Kima is a defined term. That means one gets up in the morning, there is no ambiguity, and therefore there is no machlokis at all. That's a great chiddush that the Kesa Mishnah writes, a kiyum mitzvah d'arayis of kriya shema kol hayom. That kasha of the Magen Avraham, that the Kesa Mishnah is right, this should not be a zman grama, isn't that a difficult kasha? No? That's true. Lachor, regardless of whether you hold like the Rambam or the Ramban, the Ramban mamish, two separate mitzvahs. V'shachu v'kumecha. Even the Rambam Shita, it's mitzvah achas. But certainly, lo zmano shel zeh, zmano shel zeh. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema of uveshachvacha can only be fulfilled at night. And the mitzvah of Kriya Shema of uvkumecha can only be fulfilled during the day. That's called the mitzvah seisha, zman grama. You have a mitzvah that can be fulfilled constantly, continuously. That's not called the zman grama. The Rambam says davening. No? You can daven any time of the day. You can't call that a mitzvah seisha, zman grama. That's the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah raisa tefillah, Rambam begins Hilchos tefillah, mitzvah seisha yispala b'chol yom, lovda b'chol v'avchem. The Rambam writes, the zmanei ha-tefillah only drabana, therefore, you can't call tefillah mitzvah seisha zman grama. But even if you were to argue As the Kesa Mishnah writes, that Kol Hayom and Kol Hayom, but they're two independent, Kiyum and Kven Rabban, two independent mitzvahs. You see an important Kiddush, that the Magen Avraham assumes that in order to be called as Man Grama, there must be a window of time where the mitzvah is Eina Noheges, where the mitzvah does not apply. And if there is no period of time which excludes the mitzvah, that cannot be called Mitzvah Shehazman Grama. Very fascinating Kiddush. Is there any difference between them? They nafkamin at all. Look, they both agree that women are exempt from Kriya Shema, the Mishnah. But they seem to define Zman Gram in very different ways. Right? The Magen Avraham would assume that in order to call something a Zman Gram, you have to be able to isolate the period of time when the mitzvah doesn't apply. And what would the simple answer be according to the Kesa Mishnah? What do you mean? They're two separate kiyumim. And even though one begins when another ends, but lo Zman al Shalzeh, Zman al Shalzeh. Is there ever any other model of a mitzvah that applies both during the day and at night? But lo Zman al Shalzeh, Zman al Shalzeh? You don't have to look so far now, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. No? The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, barring the Chiddush of the Rambam. No? This is a Poshup Shah, this is Mishnah Berurah writes. No? Maman Tizkir, Tzitzimim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha is Yamim, Kol Yimei Chayecha is Leilos. Good? So, what is the Zman HaMitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So, without that great Kiddush in the Rambam? All day, no? All day. And what is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all night? All night. So you have a mitzvah all day, all night, but lo Zman al Shalzeh, Zman al Shalzeh. There's a Zman Katzuf for each element of the mitzvah, of Yimei Chayecha, of Yom, and Ko Yimei Chayecha, of Laila. So what would you say about that? Now, so are women obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is that a mitzvah of Zman Grama? So guess what? Machlokes, Shagazari and Magen Avraham. No? The Shagazari is found in Simen Yud Beis. The Shagazari says, of course that's a Zman Grama. Of course it's a Zman Grama. Lo Zman al Shalzeh, Zman al Shalzeh. It doesn't matter whether there's an overlap or there's an exclusion. You'll ask me, the mitzvah Zechiras Yimei Chayecha, it's only here and now. And Ko Yimei Chalayla is only then. So that's it. That is called mitzvah Shehazman Zman Grama. One Lachorah should argue, based on the Kasha of the Magen Avraham in Simen and Ches, against the Kesa Mishnah, that the Magen Avraham would argue a great Kiddush that women are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Halacha l'maaseh. No? That would be a very, very great Kiddush, but guess what? That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Ayin. The Magen Avraham writes that women are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Pesach Halacha, the Magen Avraham. Doesn't explain, doesn't give you all arichos. He just writes that women are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Magen Avraham, the Shitasi v'skash against the Kesa Mishnah. That would also be against our approach in the Rambam Shita, because women are certainly exempt from Kriya Shema, but the Magen Avraham assumes that they're exempt from Kriya Shema, but nonetheless that women are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Clearly two distinct mitzvahs, and women are obligated in one, but they're exempt from the other an important chiddush. But this is a major issue. This is very no game when it comes to Zman Kriya Shema. Now, the Mechaber writes, technically speaking, we must in the Chorin, like Rav Aikam. The Mechaber writes, in the very end of Simen and Ches, that of Rosho Dalet, if it's already after Dalet Shaos and below Kara, so therefore you cannot recite Birchas Kriya Shema. Kara below Birchas Seha, Kol Hayom, you can no longer recite Birchas Kriya Shema. The Bir Halacha quotes the Mishkan Siakov, Simen Ayin Zayin, that writes that Shedato not lahachriya b'di eved arachatzos, and the Bir Halacha writes ve'efsha sheis lismach al zeh le'inyim imhayala ones. If a person is b'makom ones, the possibility of reliance on the second shita that the Rosh quotes, the eved arachatzos, but mikra din, the Pesach Halacha the Mechaber is only until Dalet Shaos. This touches on the relationship of Birchos Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. To what extent is it a Kiyum Tefillah? To what extent is it considered to be that which relates directly to the Kriya Shema itself? A fascinating set of marmakamos in the Rambam Shita regarding the relationship of Birchos Kriya Shema to Kriya Shema is the following. We're all familiar with principles of Safek. Sfeika d'arayis is l'chumra, Safek gram is l'kula. That's what the Gemara spells out in Brachos Kof Aleph as it began with. When it comes to Kriya Shema, what's halacha when it comes to Safek regarding Kriya Shema? Well, if you hold Kriya Shema Daraisa, Safek is a chumim, like Shmuel, then the choice or the parsha of Kriya Shema is only a din derabanan. Let me ask you the following. If it's a Safek mitzvah Daraisa, Safek is lachumim. If it's a Safek bracha, Safek is lachumim. Safek bracha is lahakel. What if you're dealing with a Safek mitzvah? Mitzvah daraisa. So you'll pask in Sveika daraisa l'chumra. Do you recite the Berachas HaMitzvah? If it's a Safek regarding a mitzvah daraisa, and the Psak Halach is, very nogeya, no? Sveika daraisa l'chumra. Do you recite the Berachas on Sveika daraisa l'chumra? One could argue that no, the Berachas only the Rabbanan Safek Berachas l'hakel. One could argue, no, if it's a Safek Beracha, Safek is lahakim. If it's a Safek mitzvah, the Psak Halach is Sveik Adarais Lachumra, the mitzvah should be fulfilled Bishlei Musa. And that means together with its bracha. That's a fundamental machlokas Rishonim. Do you recite the bracha of a makam Sveik Adarais Lachumra? This is a machlokas between the Rambam and Raivit, with fascinating nafkaminas, with a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam always assumes the following, with one exception, that we treat the Safek Bracha and the Safek Mitzvah independently. The Mitzvah will assume Sveik Adarais L'chumra, the Bracha will assume Safek Bracha, this is L'hakim. That's what the Rambam always tells us. Two separate Sveikos. So therefore the Rambam gives us many examples. For a Gimel HaChatzeset Hilchot Tzitzis. Tzitzis is a classic machlokas Rishonim b'beinu mitzuvios. Women are exempt from tzitzis. So, when women perform mitzvah she'as man grama, do they recite a bracha? Do they not recite a bracha? So as you know, machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam consistently maintains that absolutely not, that you cannot recite a bracha if the mitzvah is being performed optionally. And therefore, when women shofar, sukkah, lulav, inimut sabiyosem, mekavaschar, but yet there is no berachas hamitzvah against the sheet of Tosus, that inimut sabiyosem recites a bracha. The Mechaber writes no, the Rambam writes yes. Why does the Rambam write no? Perhaps one could argue, what's bothering the Rambam? The word vitzivanu, is that true? Vitzivanu. That's the only problem that the Rambam has. If it's inimut sabiyosa, how can you say asher kedushin mitzvah v'tzivonu? If that would be true, that would lead you to an important chiddush, and that is that if there's inimut sabiyosa and there's a bracha that doesn't contain the word v'tzivonu, so then even the Rambam, you can recite a bracha. Is that really true? Not necessarily. Is that really true? Not such a simple thing. If you look in the Rashba, for example, Gittin Daf Mem, the Rashba cites an example of the Rambam Shita of inimut sabiyosa, not reciting a bracha, is Birchas Kriya Shema. Birchas Kriya Shema. Women are exempt from Shema. According to the Rambam, the Rashi writes, they cannot recite Birchas Kriya Shema. Birchas Kriya Shema is not the classic Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Rashi writes that no, it's a bracha on Kriya Shema, and therefore, according to the Rambam, they cannot recite a bracha. But there are many more examples. Havdalah, for example. Today's in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Sarivah, for the Noshman Mukhuyavos in Havdalah. Right, can they recite Havdalah? That would be a further example, right, where the Nusach is not one of the Birchas HaMitzvah, but perhaps if they are exempt, they cannot recite the bracha. Rav Yosef has a lengthy tshuva, or Tfilas Musa, or Baruch Shamar, Yishtaba, Kiddush Levana. There are a lot of such cases that women may be exempt, but are they allowed to recite the nusach that doesn't contain the word Vitzivana? Rav Yosef writes, look at the Rashba, it's clear that the Ram does not allow for bracha unless one is a baruch even that mitzvah, independent of whether the nusach habracha is Vitzivana or whether it is not. That's the Rambam Shita. Inimut sabiyosa does not recite a bracha. So when it comes to mitzvah she'as man grama, so therefore, what would you advise the women? You can perform this mitzvah, but no bracha is recited. Ask your further issue. This is what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel HaChates, at Hilchos Tzitzis. What about tumtum and androgynous? That's the Rambam's somewhat remote nafkamina, but the Rambam has many common nafkamina. What about tumtum and androgynous? When it comes to a man grama, what would you tell them? Oh, you must do the mitzvah now. Sveika daraisa lechumra. Do they recite a bracha? So the Rambam writes in Lamdus, this is Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush. that not only does Inum Tzviosa not recite a bracha, Tzontim and Androgynous does not recite a bracha. We'll paskin on the mitzvah, Sveikad Reis Bechumra, on the bracha we'll paskin Safek Brachas Lahakel. That's the Rambam writes, Perigim Lachates, Apachasitis. Then the Rambam writes this in Perigim Lachavav when it comes to Bris Mila. Let's say you have a Safek in Bris Mila. Now, Safek of Nolad Mahu. But the Gemara has Rav Loza Demila Safek Orla Kavusha. It doesn't look like he has a real Orla, but maybe it's suppressed. What the Gemara calls an Orla Kavusha. In such a case, what do? The Rambam writes in Gimel Vav. You have to remove it. It's a Safek Orla, but Ein Mubarak. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid writes in Perek Gimel Chavav, Hilchos Mila. What do you mean? Safek Bracha. Safek Bracha Slavka. Safek mitzvah, sveik of the rice bachur means you start from scratch. And the mitzvah is to be performed bishlimusa. And therefore, of course, there's a bracha. In such an instance of sveik of the rice bachur, that's what the rabbi disagrees. The Rambam has in Hilchos Shchita, Perek Yedad Lachadalit. Koi. No? Safek chayi, safek behema. What do you do when it comes to kisi adam? So you're mechas the dam, you safek. Do you make a bracha? On kisi adam of a koi? The Rambam writes no. Chayav v'chasos, but inu mavarech. Again, safek brachos is lahakel, even in such a case. And then the Rambam gives you a fascinating example. This is the Rambam Nechus Sukkah in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. When it comes to sukkahs, there seems to be a contradiction between first days of sukkahs, last days of sukkahs. Now, what do you do when it comes to sveika diyum? Let's assume a real Sveika Diyama. So, Sveika Darais Lachumra. Do you recite a bracha, or do you not recite a bracha? What do we do when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios? So here, it's a little bit unclear, no? Let's say second day of Yom Tov. Do we recite a bracha? Absolutely yes, no? You go to your second Seder? Of course you recite a bracha. No? Everything is identical to the first. Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios seems to require a bracha. What about when it comes to Shmini Atzeres as far as Yeshiva Sukkah is concerned? So Meisav Yasfina Bruchim Lebarchina, we do the mitzvah, but we don't recite a bracha. So when it comes to Yantav Sheni Shagalos generally, we recite a bracha. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, then I'll tell you, sit in Sukkah, but don't recite a bracha. Which is the exception, which is the rule? Is Yantav Sheni Shagalos unique? Or is Shmini Atzeres unique? No? One could argue in opposite ways. Maybe one could argue as follows. But really, technically speaking, on Sveika Diyum, you know what I would say? On Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios, right, perform the mitzvahs, but don't recite a bracha. Don't recite a bracha. But you know, the Gemara writes in Shabbos, in the second parak, in the Chanukah Sugyas, you know what's going to happen if you don't recite a bracha? Asi luzo zulebi. You tell a person, have a second Seder, but don't make Kiddush, don't make a bracha on Dal Kosos, and don't make a bracha on Matzah, and don't make a bracha on Marar. You know what's going to happen? It won't be long before the whole institution could fall apart. Well, everything could fall apart. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik commented, that's what happened to Yeshiva Besukah and Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, don't make a bracha. And lo and behold, right, years or centuries later, people aren't sitting in the sukkah. Rav Soloveitchik cited that as an example of sometimes when something is done without a bracha, it doesn't have the same seriousness. You know, a person very often feels terrible the first day of Sfira that he misses. No, now he has to count without a bracha. Once he misses the first day, and somebody doesn't feel as bad if he misses the day afterwards. Now I'm already counting without a bracha. Yeah, we're chayish l'chumra for halachas gedolos. Good, not to recite a bracha. But sometimes the mindset is, once you don't recite a bracha, it's as though that what you're doing is just a minag ba'alma. Like everybody in shul is counting. Why should you feel bad? So you count also. But really, it's not a ki mitzvah. No, mitzvah d'araisa, according to the Rambam. No? Rav Moshe writes this in the very beginning of Arachai when it comes to tefillin. Right, that in Russia, many Jews had to go to work before the zman hanachas tefillin. Right, so perhaps the Shura Sadin would be, look, Laila loves Mantvillin. We assume that's only Din Rabbana, Midaraisa Laila is Mantvillin. So if the only time you can put tefillin on is at night, there could be a compelling Svara to put that tefillin on at night. But what about reciting a bracha? So Rav Moshe writes the Shura Sadin. Maybe Mikra Hadin, we would assume that tell the Hamanan, put tefillin on without a bracha. Because Laila really Midaraisa is Mantvillin. The only reason we don't do so is Shemi Yisham and Shemi Afiyachem, but if they're starting their day and there's only opportunity they have, they should put on tefillin. So Moshe writes that he was afraid. You're going to tell the Hamon Ha'am, put on tefillin without a bracha. You know what's going to happen? They're going to stop putting on their tefillin. Such Mesiras Nefesh, they're giving up. You know, and, before the Zman Hanachas Tefillin, they get up earlier in order to put on the Tefillin. You're telling them not to make a bracha? So Rav Moshe Paskin for the Hamon Am put on Tefillin with a bracha. No, out of the fear that you're going to say, don't make a bracha. It's not going to happen. So in any case, for our purposes, yeah.
Doesn't your Shomai Paskin actually make a bracha before they perform nightfall?
Right, there is a bracha. It's an issue what bracha that was referring to. Was it the Berachas HaMitzvah? Was it a bracha of... based on the pasuk of Yishamarta Sufzal Slamalaga, what bracha is it that Yishamu is referring to? And again, is that linked to the machlokas tanoim, whether it's Lila Zman Tfilin or Lila Zlav Zman Tfilin? The Rambam paskins Lila Zman Tfilin, but Yisra Midaraisa, but Lila is Zman Tfilin. So it emphasizes again what we've seen, that Chazal are hesitant as a rule of thumb, do a mitzvah without a bracha. So maybe one could argue that that's true of Yantar Shemin Shagonios. And what about Shemini Atzeres? Sitting without a bracha? Is that the rule or is that the exception? No? So if you look in the Rambam Perek Vav Lo Kikim Hilcha Sukkah, the Rambam is very fascinating. The Rambam presents it as follows. Shmini Atzeres is the rule. Shmini Atzeres is not the exception. We always think of Shmini Atzeres as being an unusual case. No, the Rambam writes Shmini Atzeres is the rule. If you really have a suffix, what do? You do the mitzvah without a bracha. Just like the Rambam said, Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Milah, Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam says the same thing is true when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. You know what the exception is? The first days of Yom. There, when Chazal instituted the Shmini Shagolios, Chazal were afraid, without a bracha, not going to happen. So therefore, despite the suffix, they insisted that you make a bracha. But the exception is Yom Tov Rishon, not Yom Tov Sheni. Meaning the last days of Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. What about according to the Ravid Sfara? Whenever there would really be a suffek, we would paskin sveka derais b'chomram levarech. That would imikar hadin if there really is a suffek. So in such a case, then a brach in fact should be recited. That would be a very opposite way of the Rambam Shita. That would mean the Yom Tov Shmini Shogolios is really the ikar hadin. What's the exception? Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is an exception. Why? That's what the Balmor writes in the very end of Psachim. How can you make a bracha on Leishiv HaSukkah and Shmini Atzeres? You're going to declare that now it's Yontif? And you're going to make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah declaring what? That it's Chol? So what do you mean? That's degrading the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres. On the first days of Yontif where it borders Chol HaMoed, so you can elevate it to Kedushas Yontif. That's fine. Here you have Shmini Atzeres as a Yontif B'yatzma where there is no mitzvah HaSukkah. And you're going to make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah, you're degrading. That you can't do, that's the exception. If not were that concern of degradation, then we would say, make a bracha. Whereas the Rambam writes that Shmini Atzeres is the rule, the Balam writes that Shmini Atzeres is considered to be an exception. The Balam writes the same thing when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer. Why isn't there Sfeikadim when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer? So the Balam answers, the very last Balam Or Amsachim, what do you do on Shavuos? You're going to make Kiddush and Sheinah with Shavuos, then you're going to say, today is Chol, today is the 49th day of the Omer. How can you have a Sveika Diyama, which is Mezalzel, Kedusha Sayom? So therefore, that's the test. The Balam argues that there's no Sveika Diyama when it comes to Sphira Somer as well. So this is relevant to the Shmini Atzeres issue. According to the Rambam, Shmini Atzeres, the Rambam describes as being the rule. Yantar Shini Shogolios is a concern because of Asi L'Zuzuleva. Rav Soloveitchik once asked, well look, if we're concerned about Asi L'Zuzuleva, that people won't treat things right, so carefully, if you don't make a bracha, so shouldn't we have that concern even when it comes to Shmini Atzeres as well? Even though the rule is, don't make a bracha, but shouldn't we be concerned that if you're not going to make a bracha, Asi L'Zuzuleba? So Soloveitchik suggested the following chiddush. What does Asi L'Zuzuleba mean? What does it mean? If you don't make a bracha, Asi L'Zuzuleba, as the Gemara writes, in Shabbos, Sigim Chanukah, no? What does that mean? Asi L'Zuzuleba means they won't do the mitzvah. The Rav didn't think that was pshat in the Gemara. What does Asi L'Zuzuleba mean? They're going to treat the yantif as chol. No? You're going to tell a person, have a second seder, but don't recite any brachos. Right? Davin, but don't recite any brachos. They're going to go to work. No? If this is a real yantif, look, let it be expressed as a yantif. That was the chiddush of Asi L'Zuzuleba, that they're going to treat the yantif as a yom chol. Well, if that's true, then you understand very well. If you wouldn't recite a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, so that would convey, that would intensify the fact that it is chol, no? If you don't recite a bracha on Shmini Aseres, what's the Asr Zuzleba? No? You're not reciting a bracha, that's an indicator that what? Today is really Shmini Aseres. No, today is the Yantid. That's not Chol HaMoed. There, Chazal did not feel that they had to build in any exception. Right? If anything, the opposite is true. Failure to recite a bracha, hi hanos semes, that protects the Kedushas Hayam of Yantiv. That's the Asla Zuzaleba, right? To safeguard the Kedushas Hayam. Not just simply to see to it that the mitzvah will be taken seriously. That's a fascinating application of the Rambam writes of Ismail Malkus. Why is it relevant to our issue? Because of the one exception of the Rambam is Kriyashma. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudgimel. Safek kara Kriyashma, Safek lo kara. No, that Gemara began with, Brachas Chav Aleph. The Rambam assumes Kriyashma is Daraisa. The Rambam says, therefore, one must go ahead and repeat. The Rambam writes, Kozer Bekore, Umivarech Lefanel Ulachareha. Kriyashma Uvirchoseha. That's the Rambam's exception. Wow. Even though the Rambam writes, Achos Tittis, Achos Milah, Achos Shvita, Achos Sukkah, Safek Brachas Lakel, I'm not sure when it comes to Kriyashma. Apparently, you see, according to the Rambam Shita, that the relationship between Birchas Kriyaka and Kriyashma is much more inherent, intrinsic, than a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Mitzvah. The Rambam will argue, Birchas HaMitzvah and a Mitzvah, a Brach is no sachritahi. And therefore, it doesn't bother me. You'll pass in the Mitzvah L'chumra, the Brach L'kula. But you know what? Kriyashma Birchoseha, that is the key mitzvah of Kriyashma Bishlemusa. That's not just simply an ancillary Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam writes Kriyashma Midaraisa is Gimel Parshios. What is Kriyashma Derabanan? Kriyashma Ubirchosem. After all, what is the purpose of the Brachas of Kriyashma? In each one, we elaborate on each of the themes of the Kriyashma itself. Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim, Kabbalah Samitzos, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We elaborate, we embellish beyond right, the bare minimum of what the Torah requires. A person makes Kiddush, we discussed. Maybe one could be Yotzei, the Mitzvah of Kiddush, with the Miras Kara. But Midrabana, the Chovetz HaKiddush, is Lahayich Bedvarim. Kriyashma Birchoseha, that's the Kiddush. Apparently, according to the Rambam Shita, that is considered to be a single kiyum of Kriyashma. In fact, if you look in the Tshuvas Kri Yitzchak, in Simen Aleph, the Bir HaGran, the very end of Simen Mem Vav, that's where the Gaon is troubled by what has become somewhat of a routine practice of reciting Kriyashma outside of the Misgeres of Birchos Kriyashma. You'll daven in a minyan which is running somewhat late, no problem, just say Kriyashma before davening. The Gaon stresses the need of Kriyashma Ubirchoseha, and the Gaon also stresses that you're not fulfilling the kiyum of Smichas Gula Tfila. Because Smichas Gula Tfila means to be Yotze, Kriyashma Ubirchoseha, and juxtapose that with Gaon Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. That's what the Gaon writes. That's what the Yitzchak discusses. Time permitting, we'll discuss this detail as well about the preference of Davening Yechidus, Davening Bitzibur Lachar Zmana. Right, but there's an important ha'ar of the Rambam Shita that Kriyashma Birchoseh is part of the mitzvah Bishleimusa of Kriyashma itself. I'll give you a couple of rayas. One ray is based on the Yerushalmi. If you look in Hilchos Kriyashma, in Simen Samachay, here the Machaber and the Ramah discussed in the very beginning of the Simen, what if one is mafsik in Kriyashma? What is considered to be a hefsik and what is not? The Ramah writes the following. If it was an onus, and hifsik kedei lugmar eskulo, chozo the rosh. If it was a case of an onus, and the hefsik was an elaborate hefsik, that it was kedei lugmar eskulo, then you have to repeat kriyashma. That's what the Ramah writes, the Yeshomim in the Ramah. If you take a look at the very beginning of Simen Samachay. The Bir Halach, the rest of chozo the rosh, quotes a very fascinating Yerushalmi, second parak of Brachos. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Bayi. What is the shear of Kedei Ligmar Eskulo when it comes to Kriyashma? Kriyashma Ubirchoseha al kriya shma v'lo birchas eino. Interesting chiddush, no? A safek in Yerushalmi, whether kriya shma u'birchas eino is the shir pezikras for. Lechora, this is consistent with what we mentioned in the Rambam Shita, that Kriya Shema Birchoseha is the mitzvah b'shlemus of Kriya Shema. And therefore, we're talking about a hefsek on a level of the Rabbanan. The shir is the duration of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Kriya Shema Birchoseha. That's a possibility in Yerushalmi, a very, very great chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following raya. The Gemara Brachos in Daf Yud Aleph, it discusses the following. Let's assume a person recites a bracha incorrectly. A person is Meshana Mimeapeya Shetobu Chachamim. The person reads a parsha incorrectly, recites a bracha incorrectly. What's the story? What's wrong with it? Well, I would tell you that there are two very different applications. Now, sometimes it's what the Gemara says, Enu Adatoa. You're making a mistake. Shouldn't do so. Okay. Sometimes I would say it's far worse, no? If a person has to read a parsha, and he's mishami matbeya, you know what I would tell you? He's not reading the parsha. Forget about Enu Adatoa. No? He didn't read the parsha. No. When it comes to Kriya Shema, if a person will rearrange a pasuk, so you're going to tell me that's the sugya of mishami matbeya shavu chachamim? Toa, Enu Toa? I would tell you, wait a second. The mitzvah requires a Kriya Shaparsha, and that is not considered to be a Kriya Saparsha. You didn't say the words of the Parsha. It's not Kichsav, it's not Kinos Hasa. The Rambam writes the following halachas. The Rambam Nochos Brachos, Paragala Halacha Hei, that's what the Rambam quotes. Kol HaMesham Beishtobo Chachamim, Enu Adatoa. Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, what if you did so? V'im Shina Samatbeya? Somehow you didn't say the proper Nusach? So look, the Rambam writes this. If you said Shemu Malchus, the Inyan HaBracha, you captured the theme of the Bracha, and you said the Shem, you said Melech HaOlam, Shem, Malchus, Inyan HaBracha, the Rambam writes, you're Yotzei. You shouldn't have done so, but you're Yotzei. You captured the theme of the Bracha. The Rambam does not write that in Hilchos Kriya Shema. In Paragala Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Kriya Shema, there the Rambam writes, if you're Mishame, Be'eshetobu Chachamim, the Rambam writes, Chozer u'mevarech kematbeya. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that it doesn't seem to parallel Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes, look, if you captured the theme of the bracha, that's good enough. In Hilchos Kriya Shema, there the Rambam writes, Chozer u'mevarech kematbeya. And the Rambam does not say, B'medvar Amurim, that it was such a glaring change that it didn't even correspond to the Kavanas Chazal. So Soloveitchik suggested an interesting chiddush, and that's the following. That since Birchos Kriya Shema are part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Derabana, not Daraisa, the bracha is not Leikuva, but that's the mitzvah b'shlemusa, so just as when it comes to Kriya Shema, Kichsava, Kineschasa, the person were to alter the words of Kriya Shema, he's not going to be Yotzei. So too when it comes to the matbeya shetavu b'chachamim. And therefore, the Rambam writes categorically, Chozer u'mevarech kematbeya. An interesting chiddush. I'll give you an example where the Mishnah Berurah writes this. Also, it's a very great chiddush, but if you look in the Shar HaTziyum, in Taf Pei Ches, in Sifkot and Gimel. But take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Shar HaTziyum. Mishnah Berurah assumes this is true when it comes to Halah. Right? You make a mistake in a word of Halah. If it's a chatzi halalat, but if it's a halal shalom, you're not yotze. You're not yotze. It's chiddush, the Mishnah Berurah. So now even the kriya sahala, right? If the Torah says you have to read a parsha, read a kapitel, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah d'rabbanan, and you don't, yeah, there we don't assume that it's enough if you capture the theme. Interesting chiddush. Very questionable, that application of Mishnah Berurah to a halal shalom. If that's really true, that a word is missed, and not makayim the mitzvah of halal. That's what the Bir Halacha writes in the Mishnah Berurah Shar HaTziyum. But this again, right, this part of the relationship of Birchos Kriya Shema when it comes to the Kriya Shema itself. You are familiar with the Shita of the Ur Zeruah. it's very often quoted, and sometimes the context is not quoted, and the context is very important for Hilchos Kriya Shema. You know the Machlokas, the Ramah Rezerua, whether you can recite a Berachas HaMitzvah L'achar HaSiyasa? No. Where the Ramah writes you can't, the Berachas HaMitzvah is only over L'HaSiyasa. And the Chiddush Rezerua, L'achar HaSiyasa, the Tosfos the Sukkot HaLamedet, Meshach HaSiyasa, awful lot to discuss regarding that issue. But the Rezerua is known, right, that a Berachas HaMitzvah can be recited B'diyav, L'achar HaSiyasa. The Gemara, of course, has this, M'sach Menav Zayin, when you can't recite a Berachah L'HaSiyasa, right? Tfilas Ager. When's the Ger going to recite a bracha? So in those cases, Chazal were koveya that the bracha is la'achar HaSiyasa. See, when it comes to Tfilas Ager, it's also writes in brachos Naf and Aleph Yav when it comes to the Tfilas Yadayim. Right, the learning Kedushin this year, the Ravid Sheet when it comes to Berachas Erisin. It's impossible over la'HaSiyasa. Who says the woman will accept the case of Kedushin? So Chazal were koveya that Berachas Erisin is la'achar HaSiyasa. But what about cases where it should have been over la'HaSiyasa? L'chatchila b'di'evin. So there's a rule, it's not an opinion that it's a din l'chatchila. B'di'evin, of course the bracha is tofes. If Chazal could institute a bracha l'chatchila, sometimes l'achar HaSiyasa, you see it relates, and therefore b'di'evin, it is always sufficient. Good? But that's the sheet of the Rezerua that a Berachas HaMitzvah can be recited l'achar HaSiyasa. Where is this Rezerua? Hey, don't quote the Shach. Where is this Rezerua? Hilchos Kriya Shema, Simen Chafei. That's where this Rezerua is found, you know? And the Rezerua is talking about Kriya Shema. That you can recite Birchos Kriya Shema la'achar HaSiyasa. You already said Kriya Shema, you can still recite Birchos Kriya Shema afterwards. And the Rezerua writes, U'mizeh l'cho Birchos HaMitzvos. And that's the model that the Rezerua has. Now, it's an interesting Chiddush. Right, that the context of the Birchos Kriya Shema, because the Or HaZeruah is treating Birchos Kriya Shema as a Birchos HaMitzvah. Why is it that there is no straight Birchos HaMitzvah and Kriya Shema? You'll argue, as we did in Lumbus, the purpose of Birchos HaMitzvah, Birchos Kriya Shema, is to serve as Tefillah or Sheva or Birchos HaMitzvah. Why is it that Chazal, right, we're not misake in a simple Birchos HaMitzvah and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So just very quickly, a couple of possibilities. If you look in the Netziv, in the Shulchus, in Kuf Chavei, the Netziv quotes a beautiful Kiddush with many different Afkaminas. Oh, Soveitchik is fond of quoting such a Kiddush. And that is that when you have a mitzvah which is fulfilled in the Misgeres HaTfilah, there isn't necessarily an independent Birchos HaMitzvah. Kriya Shema, Shemon Esrei, what we saw the Balamor of Shofar, Poshab Sham, the Sukhi Migondav Chavches, Duchani, seems from the Gemara that the Bracha Nesias Kapayim was a later institution. A Bracha which is in the Misgeres HaTfilah, the Tfilah serves that role as the Berachas HaMitzvah. That's what the Nesiv discusses when it comes to Kriya Shema. There's an interesting Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is found in Reish Lamed Tes. In Mishpat Tosav and Sifkat and Beis, where the Prima Gadim writes, Birchas HaTorah. Totrasa, an interesting finish. Kriya Shema is Kriya Saparsha. We begin with Birchas HaTorah. The Prima Gadim writes, an unusual Kiddush, that Birchas HaTorah exempts the need for a Birchas HaMitzvah and Kriya Shema. And if you look in Avudraham, Avudraham writes where there's a simple teretz in Dinei Kriya Shema. Maybe this is just Poshut Shas. What is the purpose of a Birchas HaMitzvah? Well, Avudraham writes, the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Mem, that Kol Bracha Shem Bo Shem Malchus, Eino Bracha. Why is that true? I omit the Shem Hashem. Why is that not considered to be a bracha? Why exactly is that the case? So the Vudrama is just very simply, because that's the entire purpose of a bracha. Now, the entire purpose of bracha is what I am doing, I'm eating matzah, I'm being notul of nesu, it's not just a random act, right? I'm doing so as a manifestation, right? Dav, Shemu Malchus, Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the borei, the manhig, the mitzvah, that's the whole purpose of a Berachas HaMitzvah. But Ram writes just a simple svara then. If that's true, so there's no need for an independent Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach B'Shamayim. There, the Lashon of Abraham is that the Kriya Shema itself, Harehu Choshev Kibracha, the mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach B'Shamayim. That's the purpose of a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Kabbalah Samach B'Shamayim. So So when the mitzvah deals with another theme, so therefore it's prefaced with Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. If Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, then there's no need for an introductory Berachas HaMitzvah. Perhaps aside from all the lamdas and the Rishonim, Poshur Pshat, but Ram writes that there's no need for an introductory bracha when the nature of the mitzvah is one of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. No doubt there's much to discuss about the Dinei Kriya Shema. Today's share just simply served as an overview and a hakdama. It's quite efficient.
I just mentioned before, why aren't women high?
Shabbos, Yom Tov?
I don't know.
Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Lavzman.
Oh, sorry.
Shabbos, Yom Lavzman.
And what about Lulav?
We assume a halacha that you think Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Lavzman only, but...
What about Lulav and Shmi Yisrael? Because only the Rabbanim and the base of Mikdash, they would take Lulav and Shmi Yisrael?
Well, they wouldn't necessarily have the Sfeik of Yom Lavzman in Yerushalayim. In other words, it's only the Isaac or Shabbos.
What do we have a hizlah for the Rambam to Sfiras Omer? Why you don't expect the
Sfiras Omer
for the Rambam? Why you don't expect the Yom?
Right, it would not be because of this. That's clear. If it's a mitzvah daraisa, maybe the Sfeik of the Yom might only be the Rambam, and therefore again, not to Mezalta and the Kedushas Yom HaShavuos. Maybe one could argue that there really is no clear Sfeik of the Yom when it comes to Sfira. Maybe one cannot count in that fashion. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam.
Uh-huh.
Can't do so. Yeah.
Okay, the question was...
last question.
So, why do we ask for new fruit to make Shech Yadam Rosh Hashanah?
Cover yourself. Mechumra from Rabbi Rittenberg. Cover yourself. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaMitzvah.